You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
And good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side here on Indy's Giant 90.9. John Easter with you here. My mouth is frozen or something here, but good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. John Easter with you here this morning. And it is cold out there this morning, but it's going to be, sounds like, an even worse weekend as far as weather goes.
Yeah, so tomorrow, starting around 9 o'clock, we're going to see some of that white stuff, even more of that white stuff rolling in.
Yeah, it looks like I saw, estimates anymore always seem to change. I don't remember that when I was younger. It used to be, it just seemed like they'd stick with something. They'd wait until like maybe 36 hours out, and then they would just kind of stick with something. But now I think it's like every time it
technology is up and down. Definitely improved. We've got new systems in place, but one of the rules of thumb that we go by as superintendents, at least most of us do, is with precipitation, it's really uncertain because you don't know if that front's going to go a little to the north, a little to the south. And so all those predictions that we have, we typically, at least I do, I wait until the morning of, because I want to see what has happened overnight so that we know for sure that whatever was predicted either was true or, maybe we got more, maybe we got less. I don't know. So that's I always wait till the morning of. Now, we're talking about temperature. Temperature is usually really accurate, and so we can be a lot more confident when the temperature is predicted to be low or the wind chill is predicted to be high. And we're very fortunate here in Wayne Township because most of our data comes from the airport.
And we're right
here, so it's really accurate.
Same way with Decatur. That's the voice of our guest here today, Dr. Jeff Butts, the superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township.
Possibly making my last weather-related decision. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, you still have a couple of weeks left, but a week of school.
That's right.
Left here in the MSD of Wayne Township.
That's right.
So will you keep the heated driveway? That's the question out there.
So what's interesting is that's the very first thing I do. So this morning, just before 4 o'clock, I was shoveling my driveway. And part of that is for me to be able to see how much snow did we get, how thick is the snow. Today was much wetter than it was last week.
Right.
And so the snow packs differently, and we know that the road conditions are going to be a little bit different because of that. But at the same time, road crews were out early this morning.
Yeah.
And so our major thoroughfares were already clear this morning, and lots of plows out on the road differently than we saw last week. So, those are all the factors. And then, of course, shout out to our operations team.
Yeah.
They were out early this morning. They were making sure that our parking lots were all plowed. They had salt down on our parking lots, which was reacting to the heat in the asphalt. So our parking lots and our sidewalks are in really good shape right now.
By the way, we're bearing the lead. The MSD of Wayne Township is operating on time today here on Friday morning. We kind of buried the lead there.
That's right.
Yeah, but
normally, John, I don't tweet out when we're on time. Or X out when we're on time.
X, yeah.
But
still
because 20. Of the uncertainty, and I communicate with the superintendents in Marion County and Hendricks County just to get a sense of what's happening around us. But I felt like this morning, because there was so much variation going on, Brownsburg and Avon normally are on time. Today they were a 2-hour delay. We had Pike and Decatur and Speedway, all the districts around us were going on time. Plainfield was on time. So I just wanted people to be certain so that there wasn't any confusion this morning as to whether or not we were going to be on time. So I did put out an X this morning letting people know we are on time. But don't expect that to be the common practice, because normally we don't say, hey, we're on time today. It's just assumed.
Right. Well, anyway, before we dive into the show, let's check the thing that is on the wall but is actually here on my
paper. Board.
Hey, we'll just let you do it live this morning. You heard that enough, Dr. Butts. Anyway, tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., it is the 4-H Junior Leader Cookie Auction and Award Ceremony at
I'll
the Grand
be there.
Hall at Westlake Gardens.
Looking for those expensive Buckeyes.
Yeah, 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. Also, tomorrow, of course, a lot of these are going to be weather pending. We're
probably going to make some decisions around lunchtime today. We're currently collecting all of the activities around the whole district because we don't want people to get here and get stuck.
Right.
I don't think getting here is going to be a problem tomorrow, but when the rain or when the snow starts at 9 o'clock and, you know, between 9 and 2, we get that 3 to 4 inches, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Also, the Speedway United Methodist Church is having their snacks with Santa tomorrow from 1 to 3. The Hope for Christmas down at the Ursay YMCA downtown starts at 10 a.m. They're giving away hats, coats, shoes, food, and more.
That's awesome.
Until supplies are gone. Also here at Ben Davis High School tonight at 7 p.m. and then tomorrow again, weather pending, 7 p.m. Too Many Ghosts in the Ben Davis Theater.
Yeah.
And Sunday at 2 p.m. they'll be doing those performances this weekend. So they've been active, the Ben Davis Theater this year. So,
John, you mentioned hats and coats, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to one of our partners here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Rich Jenkins, owner of Wind Supply here in Wayne Township. It's a supply company for heating, plumbing, HVAC, all kinds of items for those industries. Just had a toy drive and a fundraiser just this last week for the students in the MSD of Wayne Township. They raised over $15,000 that's going to be distributed to our Wayne Township schools for our parent liaisons. Isn't that incredible? And boxes and boxes and boxes of toys that have been delivered here to Ben Davis High School that are going to be going out in our Secret Santa toy drive that I know is being coordinated by Ms. Rose and as well as the student council and the student body. And just we talked about that on our podcast this week, but just amazing. Wind Supply has been such a great partner of ours. They exceeded last year's donations by almost $1,000, so almost $15,500 was raised. And just want to say a huge shout out to Wind Supply here in Wayne Township.
Wow! And once again, thanks to them and everyone who's giving to the Wayne Township or the Secret Santa project here at Ben Davis. I know that. You mentioned that, and that is something that is on your podcast today.
It is.
And, you know, which goes live in 20 minutes.
There you go. We have so much generosity here. Last week, we knew that Trustee Barden and Gleaners gave almost 5,000 boxes of food to our families, our Thanksgiving drive, our Secret Santa drive. And those are the ones that get the attention, but we have generosity that happens all year long for people that are just really committed to our schools and to our community, to our students. And so it's one of the great things about being here in Wayne.
Right. Well, that is, again, what is on the that thing that's on the wall. That
big board.
There you go. Live by Dr. Butts. We may just trim that and use that from now on. I don't know. You know, it's funny because that was never really intended to be a sounder for the show.
Where did that come from?
So I had a group of students who did a show. It was called the Out of This World Super Awesome Deluxe Strikingly Handsome Radio Show.
Oh, wow.
That's what they called it.
And you still remember the name.
Yes, because we called it like Tot with Satchers or something like the abbreviation.
Uh-huh.
But they were a couple of transfer students from, I think, he's in the Air Force now,
okay.
James Bullard and Wes Russell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. The good brain's working this morning.
Good for you.
The mouth's not working, but the brain is.
The memory.
Yeah, but they did a show, and we had a small that year. We had a small afternoon class. So there were like four or five kids in the afternoon. My AM class was huge, but the PM class was smaller. And so they had this show, and they would host it just about every day, and they had all these segments, and they would do – you know, they would go to Goodwill and they would get cassettes and they'd come in here and take, you know, songs off. Uh-huh. Then they put in the cassette sound. So they'd be like, it's our cassette show. and they would just do all these weird things, but they had that
for all of our students
they created that.
Who don't know what a cassette is. Google it.
Yeah.
Some of us still own some. I don't know that we have anything that we can play them with, but we still own them.
I have some down here in this, the rack here behind me, there's a cabinet down below, and there's some in there from our old skimmer that we had. And so one of the kids brought it in. This was just laying, and it was like something from the past, you know?
We all learned how to rewind and to spool.
Use your pencil.
You know, it was interesting. I was listening the other day, and something came up on the radio, and It reminded me of all those times that we would try to record a song off of the radio, and we were hoping that the DJ would be quiet long enough that we could catch the first couple words, or at least the lead end of the song.
Don't talk.
But inevitably, we always had the DJ's voice as part of our right. Our recording for whatever song we were trying to pick off the radio.
Well, you know that song, "They Built This City" on mm-hmm. Rock and Roll,
yep.
or "We Built This City" by Starship. It actually has a DJ in the middle of it. And that was marketing that they did that. So depending on the station that it aired on, yeah. it would have that station in there. And there's just the general one now that's kind of like the, but that was kind of a thing back then, you know, where the DJ would talk over the intro.
That's right.
Now it seems like we've gone, you know, more talk radio and things like that. But still, you do have DJs that talk over intros. And we still do it here on Giant 90.9.
Yeah, absolutely.
But people may not be recording their favorite song
not the
off
same
of
way,
you know,
no.
Because you can pretty much stream any song.
With streaming, when streaming came in, it changed the whole ballgame.
I think.
I'm seeing a familiar face over there. We got a little low.
Little fog in
the
window.
Little fog from the breathing.
We may have somebody bum rushing the show here. He invented the term bum rush the show here at Indy's Giant 90.9. And his plaque is on the wall.
Representing his service in our armed forces and the Marine Corps. Thank you so much.
And it is the one, the only.
Dr. Butts!
Hey! Pull up your pants.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, you want to adjust your mic there? We'll get you. There we go.
You know, way back when, our first show, Emerson, you were talking about people sagging.
Yes, sir, it was. Uh-huh. Gosh, it was 2003.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, so I just had to get out of the BED to come out across the street to say thank you to you, the school board, the teachers, the students, to allow this crazy old man since 2003 to join on the airwave with these young folks, man.
Yeah.
In every capacity that I've done, from hosting the show, mm-hmm. from even being chaperone with, you know, when the kids go out and do great things throughout the state of Indiana.
Yeah, you had lots of live shows out there, didn't you?
Yeah, if it wasn't for you guys.
Got some recognitions for focus on mental health and suicide prevention.
Kids brought us the number one trophies and stuff from their work. But you guys, you know, all the way back to 2003, it was a whole team effort from superintendent mm-hmm. to the school board to the teachers, you know, continually mm-hmm. to allow me to come in. And I just got to come in and say thank you, man. I appreciate it. And
hey, fact that you let me come on is a man, I just appreciate being able to share some information.
Well, you put the super in superintendent. What are you talking about?
This is such an important platform. And, you know, we are so proud of what happens here at the station, our students year in, year out, and the number of our students that have gone on to be professional broadcasters, whether it be TV or radio. We just have people all over the country who are doing absolutely incredible things. The alumni show that is growing each and every year.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're running out of spots for alumni.
I know.
Because we've got so many.
We could have filled it. Like, we could have been here all night. We could have had our own marathon with alumni.
Right.
It's like, we've only got 13 spots, you know?
And they love coming back.
They do.
That's the great thing.
And for you to say that, Superintendent, I mean, from the top, that means a lot to the young folks and to us parents and grandparents of our young people to understand that they're seen. They're seen mm-hmm. By the staff and by the upper echelons of the management and of the board and the superintendents. They see these young people do what they do in the classroom, and they take this model that they learn in WBDG and BDTV, and they take out in the world, and they leave the class, and then they leave the world. Then you turn on Channel 6.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Griffin.
You go to WIBC when my man was down there, when Kurt was down there. You see the students as young adults doing what they learned here in high school, and you say, wow, it works.
Well, I heard, and I'm not going to be able to pull the award out of my head, but I heard just the other day Scott Hoke just got another award, and I think that was for what he does with music, with playing the bass.
He kind of kicked off Alumni Day this year, and you know, we always, Alumni Day, we can usually get the big name early. Not that they're not big names, I'm not saying that, but like Scott Hoke with the Mecum Auctions. Last year was Christy Lee.
Yep.
Year before it was Kevin Gregory. We always try to
Dave Calabro,
start off. I mean, we have not gotten Dave yet.
Oh, we're good. All right. Yeah, I'm going to text Dave, tell him we got a game early next year.
We have not gotten Dave. Kevin Lee usually is busy with IMSA that weekend, so he hasn't yet been on. But we've had Crystal McKenzie a couple of years, and you know, the Joe Foxworthy and
the people that Jeff.
Yeah, right. The people who continue to come back each year. Kyle Bandy, who's now a prosecutor out in Hancock County.
Okay,
you know, so. Or an assistant prosecutor, deputy prosecutor. Well, so, I think, you know, they may not go into the industry,
even if people are not going into things, radio, what they learn through the program over the years and the opportunities they have, you know, to be doing our sports and to be doing those live broadcasts at events and to be learning about what it looks like to be behind the sound stage or sound booth and you know, running the soundboard and all of those things just help them to determine what their future path is. And that's what we're all about here. Yeah. It's giving opportunities for people that they may or may not go into, but certainly gain additional knowledge so that they can find that path that's going to help them to be successful and enjoy.
One of the first producers of your show, Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Jason owns a plumbing company now, but he talked about the skills that he learned here not only helped him film or shoot his own ads for his plumbing company, but also helped him just be a better presenter.
Yeah,
because he now teaches other plumbers how to be a plumber. So the skills that he learned here at WBDG helped him in his presentation and all of those things. So I think you hit it there. Not everyone can go into radio and TV. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough jobs out there in the industry, but you can use the skills that you learn here and take those with you into other things, like teaching in my case.
Well, and you know, and you mentioned my podcast, and you know, I'm definitely an amateur podcaster. But there are some people that have gone into podcasting that may or may not have gained some skills. It doesn't take much to be able to record and to produce a podcast. And you know, there are really some great content specialists out there that are producing podcasts that are wonderful to listen to, wonderful to information to have, and then there's some that aren't.
Right?
And so some of the skills that our students learn here can help them with that avenue too if they are in another business but want to share some information.
Now, the Drive at 5 with Dr. Jeff Butts was nominated for
that's true.
A national award. That's it was true. A finalist for an IBS award.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was recorded on my phone every week. So. Yeah,
it was back during the pandemic.
It was. We were still trying to run some content and still making sure that we could meet our guidelines. And Mr. Easter came to me and said, "Hey, would you mind doing like a weekly update?" And so, Five.
That was kind of the forerunner of
Briefings. Five and Five. That's right.
The Briefings with Butts.
Drive at Five. Yeah, that was awesome.
One thing I wanted to say, and I'm going to get off your airways, let you guys do your thing, but is that I got to take my hat off to Mr. Easter also, you know. And Mr. Easter is here, you know, because he wants to be here. And here's the kicker. He's still a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a big kid. And here's another kicker, Dr. Butts. You're still a big kid.
That's right.
I'm still a big kid.
Ask my wife. She would tell you that 100%.
And that's the joy of working with these young people. You talk about your podcast, you know, and that's a show right there. I talk to young people how they can do their podcast. But you allowed adults here to still be young people and kids. The stuff you do with the radio program, stuff you do with our TV program, you didn't do that somewhere else. But you had a chance to come here and do that with these kids, and you thought, this is cool. You had a chance to, it's just cool being around these young people.
Yeah.
And that's why I appreciate it. Like, I'll say it again, Superintendent. It's got to come from the top. All this stuff started. WBDG, BDTV don't exist unless you guys, the school board, the superintendent, have a vision and believe in these young people and believe in the teachers that are teaching the program.
Yeah.
And that's where I take my hat off to, because you allow these people to dream, and it's just so cool. So that's all I want to say.
Well, Emerson, I just want to thank you for your service to our country, service to our state, your service to our city, and most importantly, your service to the MSD of Wayne Township and our Wayne Township community. Thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck on your next phase.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
And they don't know what they got. They got the super of the superintendent.
We're going to do some good things, that's for sure. We're going to do some good things.
Well, thank you, Emerson, for dropping by.
Woo-woo!
So I believe that's That's the first ever bum rush by Emerson Allen.
Oh, yeah.
On the show.
I'm privileged.
Because he kind of invented that that saying, you could, hey, you can always bum rush the show. And, you know, Counselor Marilyn Feaster would every once in a while. Right? I'd get an email from, hey, can I stop by tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you would always get things like that. But Emerson kind of invented that, so he just did it. So anyway,
we talk about Emerson and the impact he's had on this community. There's so many people here, John. That
I know.
You know, you're a Ben Davis grad, and so you've been here your whole life, and you know over time just how impactful individuals and groups are in this community to make it a better quality of life, a greater opportunity for people to live and to work and to raise a family. And it's one of the very special things that Tammy and I have truly, truly come to know and love and appreciate here in Wayne Township.
And you're not moving out.
We're not. Nope. I'm still. I don't know. They'll be shoveling my driveway at 4, but I'll still be shoveling my driveway here in Wayne Township.
Yeah, that brings up. I could ask you: is there anything you won't miss? And I bet that would be like near the top. The making the weather decisions.
You know, so the decision's not the hard part. It's all of the aftermath that comes with people who disagree with that decision. And you know, I think the hard part is I make that decision because I look at the totality of what I believe is best for our teachers and for our children and for our families. And not everybody agrees with that, and I understand that. We always give the parents the option. If you don't agree with my decision, you're welcome to do something different. You can keep your kids home. You can send them whatever needs to be done. But, the aftermath will be the part that I won't miss for sure. It's as... You know, as I get closer to my last day here in this position in Wayne, and I look at some of the things that are required of the superintendent, I'm starting to look at them through the eyes of Dr. Suggs and knowing the decision she's going to have to make and knowing the, you know, kind of the weight that is going to be on her shoulders as she takes over. I have really come to better appreciate how difficult and challenging the job can be. When you're in the moment, when you're doing it, and when you're operating at that level, it doesn't always resonate with you at that degree. But as I've been able to kind of almost step back and look at myself through my own eyes, and knowing what Dr. Suggs is going to be doing, I've really, in the last couple of weeks, come to appreciate the totality of all of the things that are required of the superintendent.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about that too. Dr. Suggs is a great example of someone who has been in Wayne for many, many years. It's now stepping into the role of superintendent when she has come up from teacher level 30, all the way up.
33 years she's been in
the district. She's been a parent here in Wayne Township.
3 children who have graduated from Ben Davis.
But you look at the job she'll step into on January the 5th.
That's right.
Right. So you leave the 4th. Mm-hmm. She becomes that's superintendent correct. On the 5th.
Yep.
The job she's stepping into, but you have had lots of other leaders who have worked with you here in the MSD of Wayne Township that have become superintendents that you'll be dealing with when you're in your new position or have even retired. I can think of Dr. Lantrip,
Dr. Marcotte. They have both retired as superintendents.
Yeah.
John, we had a chance. Actually, this week, Tammy and I invited all of the present and past cabinet together, and we were able to really celebrate through my superintendency the senior leadership or the cabinet level leadership that have been involved in all of the things that you know that I've had the privilege to make decisions about. And it was really fun to get past and present together to tell stories and you know reminisce a little bit about things that happened over the last 15 years, and for some of us, the last 20 years, because we were together in the previous administration. But it's really great people at that level, great people at all levels in this community. Last Monday, when we had you know a little ceremony, a little celebration for me, something that people said I needed to do. It was fun to see all of our employee groups come in, regardless of what their role was. And just to talk about how we've done some really great things together.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make it that night, but I figured I would be able to do it here in
we've
person.
We've been celebrating since July, John.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that I tell people, I didn't really want to have that event, but they felt like people needed that event.
Right.
So, it was a great opportunity, but we've had multiple opportunities over the course of the last 6 months. It's one of the nice things about being able to have that long transition. It's good and bad, right?
Right.
But the positive thing is people have been able to say things at various points in time, and it wasn't like a 2-week notice.
Right.
All of a sudden I'm out, and people feel cheated on being able to express their feelings one way or the other.
Right.
There are people that are thrilled to death. They've got their pom-poms out. They're ready to go as I take my last steps out of the office. But it's been just a joy. Last night we had a chance to celebrate my last board meeting as Indy Gateway president. Economic Community Development Corporation just celebrated 10 years. But just another opportunity we've had here in Wayne to improve quality of life, to do some really great things, the B&O Trail Housing Project, other infrastructure projects like Shelton Heights Pocket Park, and it's just so many people involved in that organization. But we celebrated last night, my last board meeting as president there. Also, Lisa Bentley's last meeting as executive director as she steps away from that organization. But just another example of great people coming together on the West Side.
Well, and you talk about that as well. All that you've done beyond the quote-unquote 9-to-5, because I know it's never 9-to-5 for a superintendent. Mm-hmm. It's more like 7 to 11, 12, midnight, 1 a.m., because everything, kind of like the mayor.
Yeah.
I remember I saw the mayor somewhere after he had gotten the job as mayor. You know, he'd been elected, and I said, hey, he's like, how's it going? Man, there's a lot that lands on your desk. And it's like, yeah, there's probably before even it's being the assistant superintendent, uh-huh. stepping into that role, or the deputy superintendent, and then stepping into the role as superintendent, there's probably a lot more that lands on your desk than you ever even realized.
It's like any job. You really don't know all of the complexities until you're in that role, regardless of what job it is. It looks different from the outside than it does from the inside. And and some of that stuff you can't explain to people unless they're in the role and they're doing the job. I was at Maplewood yesterday for a school board visit, and they're talking about superpowers. And one of the students asked me what I wished my superpower was, or what I wanted my superpower to be. And I said the ability to not sleep and to continue to operate so that I could do more things.
Right.
That's always been something that give me one more hour. Give me one more hour. But it's, again, as I've reflected and thought about Wayne Township, it is part of my DNA. It has become part of who I am, and it is part of my personality. And just decoupling that for me is going to be the hardest part, because I have treated Wayne Township as part of my family, as though it was another member of my immediate family. And so I think any good leader embraces their organization in that way, and that's what I've tried to do with Wayne, and I think Wayne has done with me. And it's not been a job. It's not felt like work. It has just been taking care of family and doing what needed to be done so that we could be the very best that we could be. And that was always the lens. That's always been my lens. I've always said, if you make decisions in the best interest of children, we never make a bad decision. That doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with them. But if we focus on what we believe is best for children, then we will always make the right decision.
Well, I know we've got a couple minutes left here, and I know you probably have other things, because we could go all morning. Probably. I haven't had a script. I haven't asked a question. We've just kind of been riffing here, and that's kind of what we've always done when you've come on the show. But I know I've been a teacher now. It's my 27th year here at Ben Davis. I think, when radio moved to Area 31, it's like 24, I think, that I've been in Area 31. 29th year in teaching. I've worked with, now you are the third superintendent. So that shows that we've had
a lot of longevity.
Yeah. When I was a kid here in Wayne as a student, I worked with Dr. Bowes,
mm-hmm.
I worked with Dr. Thompson.
Yep.
Now I've worked with you. I worked with Elmo Carver when I was down at Franklin Township. Yep. And so you talk about your legacy now moving forward. I think we've talked a little bit about that, but what are you most proud of? I think that's the best question maybe ask here until we BDGFM HD1 Indianapolis. What are you most proud of that you're leaving behind here as you step into your new role as the with the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents?
Yeah.
The executive director. So you're stepping into that role.
Yes.
January 5th.
Yes.
What are you leaving behind here in Wayne that you're most proud of?
I think I've told you this story, John, and I've told it to a lot of people, but probably 10 years ago, 8 or 10 years ago, one of the reporters for the Ben Davis Spotlight asked me what I wanted my legacy to be. And my immediate response, and it still is true today, I don't believe we establish our own legacy. I don't believe that that's our responsibility or that we have that power as people. I believe our legacy is what people remember about us and say about us when we're done with the task or the job. I think what I'm most proud of and what I've heard most recently over the last several weeks is that I'm leaving Wayne Township better than I found it, and that's all I could ever ask for.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal, has always been my goal, is that because of my involvement, because of the time that I've spent and the effort that I've given, that this is better. This is a better place, a better district, a better community than when I first arrived. And I could ask for nothing more.
Well, what I will always appreciate with you is that I have your number. So if I ever had anything come up, and we have, you know, running a high school radio station, sometimes you get some weird stuff.
Yes.
That comes up that kind of, you know, ask the superintendent to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some weird requests over the years, especially during the pandemic. There were places that wanted to come on our air, and you know, these were
people
policies.
That wanted to buy our station.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's like, come on. I think that was the response, like, Dr. Butts, we received this. Uh-huh. I'm passing it along to you.
Are we interested?
Like,
no.
No. It's like, come on, really? So I always appreciate your accessibility, which I think a lot of people here in Wayne talk about, is the fact that there are pictures of you sitting on the floor reading to kindergartners.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, sometimes superintendents don't do that. They don't want to get dirty, and you're more than willing to go out there and pick up trash.
My favorite places. Yeah.
You know, to pitch in or to be at the football game on Friday night.
Serving meals during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're more than willing to always jump in, and I think that from an employee's perspective, that has always made it like, well, he will work with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never feel like I've worked for you. I feel like I've worked with you,
and
I think that's
that.
The biggest compliment I can give.
Even when I was a teacher, coach, principal, bus driver, you know, all the roles that I've had in my life, I've always, and my parents instilled this in me, right? Don't ask anybody to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself, and so I want people to see me lead by example, and if it's picking up trash, walking down the hallway, or if it's shoveling a sidewalk in the morning, or whatever it needs to be done, that's
sitting
who
in
I
a
am.
Dunk tank.
That's
or,
right.
You know,
with my brown suit from
China. Yeah.
It's, but I don't ever want to. I would never ask somebody to do something that I wouldn't do myself, and so I also want to demonstrate that I'm willing to do those things, and it's not above me. It's not because I wear a tie doesn't mean that I can't, you know, get dirty and roll up my sleeves. Because that's not how I grew up. I grew up doing the hard things, and so those are my roots, right? I have my grandparents, my parents, my family for generations have just really instilled in us hard work, and that hard work looks different when it's at a desk or in an office, but it's still hard work.
Well, we've reached the end of the show, Dr. Butts. Any final thoughts as you leave the WBDG air as superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township?
Maybe I'll come back
the
talk
last
about
time.
The that's, statewide level.
That's what I was saying, because, you know, we did have Dr. Marcotte on here.
Yeah.
In his role. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would be glad to have you back anytime for that.
You know,
open door.
I really don't know how to sum up everything that you know, emotionally I'm feeling and all the things that are going on, but just want to say thank you. Thank you for your dedication to our children. The time that you spend, we see it, we hear it. You're on the radio waves at night at ball games. You're here early in the morning working with our students. You are the epitome, John, of what we hope that a Wayne Township teacher is, and the dedication that you provide to our students to help them find that pathway. And you give of your time very selflessly, and just really want to thank you for being a great example and a great model for our kids.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, you did create the motto, "We are Wayne."
That's right.
And we certainly are here. So
about 30 yards from here is where that first started.
Yeah. So, thank you again for all you've done for this program. I know I'm not the first general manager of WBDG, but like I said, this is my 27th year now. Yeah. So almost half of the
only
time
one I've ever known.
Yeah. Only half of the time the station's been on the air almost. I've been here, and you know, I suppose you added my time as a student here. Thanks for all you've done for this
Thank
radio
you.
Station.
Yeah.
You
Thank
know,
you.
In a time where schools are making decisions, mm-hmm. not keeping high school radio around. Mm-hmm. You know, you've always been such a staunch supporter of WBDG, utilized our airwaves.
Absolutely.
You know, understood, I think, what this program could be for the MSD of Wayne Township, yep. and given us all the, I mean, just if you look around this studio, which you can't because we're on radio, but if you could, you look at the board we have, the computer systems, everything that the students get here, they tell me when they get out in the real world, they're like, we had better stuff in high school. and that's a tribute to you the MSD of Wayne Township over the years.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else before we go?
Nope. Just I look forward to Dr. Sugg's leadership. I look forward to continuing to watch the MSD of Wayne Township in my new role. One of my responsibilities will be to support Dr. Sugg's from the state level. And so Wayne will continue to be a place where we live and a place where we serve. And I just appreciate everything that Wayne has given to us, to Tammy, and to myself. It's just been an honor and a privilege.
School board meeting on Monday with a new board member.
New board member. We're swearing in a new board member Monday night, so keep an eye on that. It will be live streamed as well as in person. So that starts at 7:30 in the MSD. 6:30 starts at 6:30 in the MSD of Wayne Township Education Center, 1220 South High School Road in Indianapolis.
All right, Dr. Butts, thanks for everything.
Thank you, John.
We appreciate you. And that's going to close out Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.